Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 54. A slight chance for some drizzle overnight tonight, staying cloudy with a low around 37. Mostly cloudy throughout Thanksgiving with our high 47, and partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with a low around 25. Some sunshine on Friday with our high of 47 and clear skies Friday night with a low around 24. And a slight chance for some rain and snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Attorney General's Office has officially joined other states in filing a petition to the Biden administration to repeal healthcare worker COVID-19 vaccine mandates. KSNT News reports that according to the efforts by the AG's office, they say it violates the rights of workers and their authority of states. So far, a total of 21 state attorney generals have joined in the filing of the petition under the Administrative Procedures Act to request the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, along with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, to take immediate action in repealing the interim final rule. They say the COVID-19 vaccine mandate has worsened staffing shortages in that sector, particularly in rural and frontier states. The interim final rule, or the IFR, regulates more than 10 million healthcare workers across the nation, along with suppliers in the U.S., with 2.4 million being unvaccinated when they issued the rule. They also claim in the petition that the vaccine mandate violates states' sovereign right to enact and enforce their own laws and exercise their policy powers on matters such as compulsory vaccination.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. The Kansas American Legion has wrapped up helping and gather Thanksgiving food for near 277 families at Fort Riley, Kansas. WIBW reports that the Fort Riley officials from the military base were on site for the annual turkey run on Saturday this past weekend, where they say the American Legion, Kansas American Legion Riders, and the Kansas American Legion Auxiliary provided turkeys along with all the fixings for a traditional Thanksgiving meal. The food went to the 277 families at the 1st Infantry Division. The American Legion has partnered with the Fort Riley Soldiers Family Assistance Center since 2008 to help provide the meals for soldiers and military families in need. In other news, the president of the Kansas Farm Bureau, Rich Feltz, is set to retire during the upcoming 104th annual meeting. As WIBW reports, that Kansas Farm Bureau members will be celebrating the 104th annual meeting on December 3rd and 5th in Manhattan, Kansas, where they will elect a new president. During the event, they say they will have informational workshops, trade show vendors, and a silent auction that will be open to all in attendance. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A man from Indianola has been seriously injured during a deer hunting incident that happened over the weekend in Red Willow County. As KNOP News reports, the 20-year-old was accidentally shot by a rifle that belonged to a 54-year-old man who was following him along with another hunter up an embankment. The 20-year-old man was taken to the Bryan West Medical Trauma Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, for treatment of the injuries. The Game and Parks Department for the state of Nebraska reports that it is the fourth hunting incident that's happened during the 2022 hunting season so far, and the third in three straight days. Previous, a Hickman man was injured on Friday last week in Buffalo County, and an Omaha man was injured on Saturday in Saunders County. Sunday was the final day for the November firearm deer season in the state. In other news, Governor Pete Ricketts, along with the Nebraska State Patrol, recognized Frank Atziot of Elkhorn, Nebraska, with the Carnegie Medal from the Hero Fund Commission, as he was credited with saving a family from a fiery car crash and was given the special honor on Monday.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Engineers, the architect, construction manager, bond, and legal counsel met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss options for moving forward with jail construction. The following options were discussed: continuing forward with a lease purchase, meeting with local banks to determine interest before continuing. This would move forward with a special election prompted by a petition certifying some 500 valid signatures challenging the board's earlier decision to finance about half of a possible $12.5 million project. A second option would be general obligation bonds. This would use up most of the county's debt limit. The bonds would have to be rated. An option would be special legislative general obligation bond sales tax. This would take state legislation and be funded through sales tax, but would delay construction. And the county could create a public building commission, which would build the facility, and the county would lease the facility. This would consist of two separate protest periods. More discussed the options. No decision's been made at this time. Community meetings will be held to discuss and display plans for the new facility as soon as a decision is made as to which direction of funding the board will take. Reportedly, several at the meeting said communication about whichever method is chosen is key. A single public town hall meeting some years back was held previous to moving forward with the decision to authorize construction and pursue bond financing through a lease purchase agreement. Commissioners reviewed payroll and insurance costs last week, opening discussion of pay increases next year. Significant increases in health insurance premiums prompted consideration as to employer contribution levels. No decisions were made, and the matter will move forward. The 2023 budget has roughly 10% increase in combined pay increase and benefits cost factored in. Washington County Commissioners voted to approve just over $28,000 from the general fund of a health department who had reported an October shortfall. All grant funds had reportedly been spent. Health department reserve funds had been transferred and spent earlier in October, and an advance had been approved first of the year to cover expenses. It was reported later that a large deposit just days ahead of the meeting would have allowed covering the $28,000 shortfall, but commissioners opted to leave the initial transfer for the time being. It was noted vaccine purchases in October were significant, and costs then recovered as flu shots were administered. Margie Anderson has accepted the newly created position, part-time janitorial and part-time senior services for Nemaha County. Commissioners voting unanimously to approve a resolution last week prohibiting political signs on county property, and they discussed pay and employee benefits for 2023. 55% of some 7,000 registered voters in Marshall County cast ballots in the November 8th general election. The number of registered voters up almost 500 over the 2018 election, where 59% took part. 63% of Washington County voters went to the polls, nearly 30% voting in advance, another 15% voting by mail.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
John Payshaw, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Friday at a Lincoln hospital. Massive Christian burial Friday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10. Visitation at 9 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for John Payshaw. John W. Jack Nork, age 86, of Topeka, passed away November 17th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 2:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with the rosary at 2. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jack Nork. Lawrence A. Herz, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services planned Friday, December 2nd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Thursday, December 1st, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will receive visitors 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, zucchini and tomato, and blushing pears. They are closed Thursday and Friday. Monday's menu, ribbon casserole, a muffin, mixed veggies, and plums. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Crownover Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crownover Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying warmer throughout the region today before a slight cool down throughout Thanksgiving. A small system will bring a chance for some late rain showers overnight tonight, and conditions will stay cloudy throughout Thanksgiving Day. These clear and warmer conditions will continue throughout Friday before another system might bring some rain and snow throughout the day on Saturday. For today's forecast, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some drizzle overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Cooler on Thursday, cloudy skies with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And slightly cooler throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And clear skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. There will be a very slim chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late November 51, record high on this date 72. The average low 29 and the record low 7 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:20, sunset this evening at 5:08. It's 36 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 23rd. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Shop local this holiday season with Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Their famous Hallmark holiday ornaments and cards are in stock. Pick up holiday stocking stuffers with $1 and $5 tables. For every bargain hunter, there is a bargain. 40% off special holiday pieces while they last, and last year's ornaments are now 75% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Ring in the holidays with Reflections.
Ben Simmons has returned to Philadelphia. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Ben Simmons, the overall number one draft pick in 2016 for the 76ers, returned to Philly as a member of the Nets now. He had a solid game, but ex-teammate Tobias Harris was better. Fourth quarter with Philly trying to pull away.
Tobias against Joe Harris. Backing into the left of the lane, into the paint, at the dotted circle. Hangs, fires, and it's good again. He is taking the onus of the offense on his shoulders.
The call on WPEN. Harris led all scorers with 24 points. The Sixers beat Brooklyn 115-106. Philly playing without Harden, Embiid, or Maxey in the win. The Lakers were in Phoenix looking to run their win streak to 4. Anthony Davis did all he could. 37 points, 21 rebounds, but Devin Booker and Mikal Bridges were too much.
Booker handling the basketball. Gets it in underneath. Bridges to the rim and in.
The call on KMVP. Booker and Bridges combined for 50 points total in the 115-105 victory. To the NHL, the Rangers were in Los Angeles to tangle with the Kings. Third period, tied at 3 when Rangers winger Chris Kreider got his stick on the puck.
Puck played by Zibanejad. Sends in, far corner, set play, no icing, score! Chris Kreider.
The call on ESPN 98.7. Kreider would add an empty netter later. Rangers over the Kings 5-3. Buffalo trampled Montreal 7-2. NCAA Top 25 action. Number 10 Creighton played ninth-ranked Arkansas in the semifinals of the Maui Invitational. The Blue Jays' Ryan Nemhard scored a career-high 25, including this late dazzler.
Nemhard with a downhill attack. Oh! Hammer slam! Ryan Nemhard with thunder!
The call on 16-20, the zone. Creighton held on to win 90-87. They'll meet number 14 in the finals. The Wildcats down 17th-ranked San Diego State 87-70. Number 21 Texas Tech beat Louisville like they stole something 70-38. And 13th-ranked Auburn pounded Bradley 85-64. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Let Wymore and Blue Springs be your official holiday season kickoff with their annual Holiday Treasure Hunt and Holiday Appreciation Night, November 25th. Pick up treasured hunt tickets, business maps, and purchase those raffle tickets from 8 a.m. until 3:30 at the Wymore Community Center. The hunt in Wymore and Blue Springs kicks off at 5 with drawings awarded at 7 in Wymore. Your invitation to the Wymore and Blue Springs Annual Treasure Hunt from J&M Liquor, Main Street Hair Design, and Western National Bank of Wymore. J&M Liquor in Wymore has you covered through the holiday season. No snow or sleet will stop J&M from serving you the best in spirits, liquor, hard ciders, craft beers, or their newest Yellowstone bourbon. Stocked now with beer steins, get one before they are gone. Here with all your holiday party favors, open until 9 nightly or until midnight Friday and Saturday. J&M Liquor, along the highway in Wymore. Main Street Hair Design in Wymore offers you more than just your regular hair routine. Lori and the team also do manicures, pedicures, waxes, and makeup. Take the style of the salon home with you by picking up Matrix and Loma hair products during your next stop. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 until 5, Saturday, 8:30 until 1, and now Monday, 1 until 5, and let Lori give you the best hair treatment in town. Western National Bank is proudly serving 11 communities throughout Nebraska and Kansas and is family-owned and operated. Contact their downtown Wymore location at 402-645-3302 or visit their website at www.mywnb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Your invitation to the Wymore and Blue Springs Annual Treasure Hunt from J&M Liquor, Main Street Hair Design, and Western National Bank of Wymore.
College Basketball Wednesday, 10:30 pregame, 11 a.m. tip-off for the Jayhawks live on FM 95.5. Kansas State goes for a championship in the Cayman Classic, 5:30 pregame live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your market information for this Wednesday, November the 23rd. Let's take a look back at yesterday and see how the markets did on your Tuesday. Markets were basically in a holiday type of mode yesterday. Corn for December, 656 and three quarters. That's where we ended yesterday. That's down 2 3/4. March corn ended the day at 659 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. Wheat for December, 791 and a half is where we ended up yesterday. That's down 7 3/4. Also down 7 3/4 yesterday. Wheat for March at 810 and a half. Kansas City wheat for December, 925 and a half yesterday. That's down 8 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 912. That's down 10 3/4. Minneapolis wheat for December, 946. That's down 2. Minneapolis wheat for March, 950 and a quarter. That's down 3 1/2. December oats finished the day up 1 at 399 and 3 quarters. Oats for March ended the day at 396, and that's up 1 as well. Taking a look at January soybeans, 1429 3 quarters. That was your final price yesterday. That's down 7. March soybeans down 5 1/4 to end the day at 1436 and a half. Soybean meal for December, 408.60. That's down 280. And taking a look at Cotton for December. Here's what we're looking at for yesterday, 83.22. That's up $2.06. Cotton for March at 82.42. That was up $2.64. Cattle, not a bad day in some sectors, not so good in others. Live cattle for December ended up a quarter at 153.80. Feeder cattle for January ended the day at 181.67, and that was down 95 cents. That's a look at your market information. Markets are about to get going here in a few. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gathering. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
No sale this Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. No sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They are accepting early consignments for their first sale in December on December 1st. Again, no sale this Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving for Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Farmers have been battling extremely high fertilizer prices for a while now, and unfortunately, it doesn't appear that they will fall anytime soon. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl discusses the unusually volatile fertilizer prices.
Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy year in the whole fertilizer market. Prices really jumped up and down about over a year ago. Anhydrous is about $500 a ton. Typically, you know, fertilizers don't move a whole lot during the course of the year. Well, during the second half of 2021, fertilizers really started jumping up. They went from about $500 a ton for anhydrous, and they got up to about $1,000 by the end of the year. And then the kind of the Russian-Ukraine war started, they kind of jumped up even higher from that then. So about spring planting time this past spring, you know, anhydrous was about $1,500 a ton. Now, it has since backed off, but it's still nowhere near the level it was back, you know, about 18 months ago. So, you know, fertilizers has become a much more important input for farmers just because it's cost so much. It's one of their most expensive items on their budgets for planting grains.
Ibendahl explains that even as prices soar, fertilizer is still a worthwhile investment.
At our extension conference this week, you know, there was some talk about, you know, should we back off fertilizer because it's more expensive? And probably not a whole lot, really. I mean, even the scheme of things, you know, fertilizer is kind of a cheap input for what you get out of it. So really, I mean, you might talk about backing off a little bit, but those people who are maybe thinking of backing off 30 or 40%, I would say that's not the thing to do. I think you're just going to have to, you know, pay more for fertilizer because you do get a good bang for the buck there.
Ibendahl goes on to highlight the factors influencing the fertilizer market and where he expects prices to go in the future.
Looking at the fertilizer price, so again, it kind of peaked right around planting time, which for those farmers who were buying fertilizer, you know, as they needed it to plant, that was kind of a bad situation because you're probably paying the highest price of the year at that point in time. But, you know, since then, really, the oil price has come down. So, you know, with the Russian-Ukraine conflict going on, oil went from about $90 a barrel up to about $140 during planting time because the traders were uncertain what was going to happen to the Russian oil supply. Russia's still getting their oil out there despite the fact that we have sanctions going on. So none of that 10 million barrels a day that Russia produces is being kept off the market. The oil has actually come back down in price where it's actually about $85 a barrel. So it's lower than what it was before the Russian-Ukraine thing started, which is good for, you know, consumers because we've seen a decrease in the gas and diesel prices too. But fertilizer prices that are tied to the oil price have come back down too. So we're a lot lower than what we were this spring. But again, I really think this decrease in oil prices may be more of a temporary thing. So we're at $85 now. I really expect oil to go back up and maybe approach $100 a barrel come springtime. Well, that's going to depend on what happens with the strength of the U.S. economy. So if we go into a recession, maybe not. But if our economy starts to recover, then it's probably going to go back up to 100. If that's the case, I think we're probably looking at continued high anhydrous prices. I would not be the least bit surprised if we saw $1,000 a ton anhydrous prices this spring again.
That was Greg Ibendahl, K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist, discussing fertilizer prices and what to expect in the coming year. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a land auction Monday, November 28th at the FNB Washington Basement, sale starting at 10 a.m. 160 acres of Washington County ground will be sold, consisting of 41 acres cropland, with the balance being two-thirds good native grass pasture and the remaining heavy timber and wildlife habitat. Natural water resources includes two ponds and a running creek. Farm located 5 miles north and 3 miles west of Washington. Sale begins at 10 a.m. November 28th at the FNB Washington Basement. Sale for the Tuttle family conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
We love natural remedies when they're safe and effective. Some, however, can be downright dangerous. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 23rd. It is the 327th day of the year, and broadcast journalist Robin Roberts celebrates a birthday. Homespun cures are often safe and effective with a basis in science. Some have no proven effect but are otherwise harmless. And then there are treatments that can be downright harmful. For instance, have you ever put butter on a burnt finger? You're risking infection. Instead, hold it under cold tap water. Treat frostbite by rubbing snow on it? Don't do it. It's a good way to cause permanent tissue damage. And there's an old-time theory that eating some poison ivy in the spring will help your body build immunity to it. You're risking a trip to the ER with internal injuries. An itchy rash, on the other hand, will eventually go away. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. 36 on a mild start for your Wednesday. Shouldn't have any travel issues as far as weather is concerned. Lots of traffic, though. Be careful. Middle 50s on a high again for today. Could be some scattered showers here and about.
Kansas Mid American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was game number 2 for the Kansas State Wildcats during the Cayman Island Classics last night as they pulled ahead in overtime against Nevada 96-87. Wildcats went into the end of the first half at 2 points down at 38-36 against the Wolfpack and tied it up at 80 going into overtime, where they jumped ahead and pulled off the victory. With the victory, that puts Kansas State atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 5-0 for overall play. They have one final game in the Classic against LSU, with tip-off tonight at 6:30. LSU is coming off their victory against Akron, 73-58. It is sitting third in the Southeastern Conference. In Jayhawk basketball, they have a day game today with tip-off in the middle of the day as the number 3 Jayhawks take on North Carolina State. Kansas is still undefeated right now with a record of 4-0 for the season. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, the Shockers fell yesterday against San Francisco, 67-63. That puts the Shockers in the middle of the American Athletic Conference, sitting 3-2 for the season so far. Their next tip-off is on Saturday against Tarleton State.
College basketball Wednesday, 10:30 pregame, 11 a.m. tip-off for the Jayhawks, live on FM 95.5. Kansas State goes for a championship in the Cayman Classic, 5:30 pregame, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left. I just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail. Dying slow and I'm living hell, but love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm having a record year. Cut a notes and Hank's halftime. A pound and all is a heart of mine. Song, song, I pass my time. These speakers on 10. You're good and gone, keeps me up all night. Along with songs and the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now, doing God knows how. And I'm stuck here, having a record year. You're leaving, left me going crazy. I'm counting on a needle to save me. I drop it in the groove and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put a notes and Hank's halftime. A pound of notes is a heart of mine. Song for song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. You're good and gone, keeps me up all night. Along with songs and the key of life. Either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here having a record year.